Thank you for coming, she said. Please, come in and close the door.
Theron complied, sliding the patio door shut as his eyes took in his surroundings. The apartment was fully furnished and decorated. Nothing overly lavish or opulent, but it was obvious more than a few credits had been spent.
I thought the Jedi didn't believe in material goods.
The apartment was furnished when I moved in, Satil said. And it's important to make visitors feel comfortable. Do you really think less of me because I'm not living in an empty hut with nothing to my name but the clothes on my back and a meditation mat?
That's how Master Zhou lived most of his life, Theron said.
He was never Grandmaster. He enjoyed a simpler existence. I have certain expectations and obligations that I must meet, even if they go against what I would choose for myself.
You wanted to see me?
Theron said, changing the subject. After a brief pause, he added a sarcastic,
Mother?
You have every right to be angry with me, Satil replied,
her voice calm but also tinged with sorrow.
I don't expect you to fully understand why I had to give you up, but you should know it was the most difficult thing I have ever done.
Is that why you wanted to see me? Theron asked. To tell me you made a mistake?
I didn't say that, she replied. As hard as it was, giving you up was the right choice. I would do it again.
Theron sighed.
I understand better than you think, he said, his voice softening. I'm not angry at you. I respect what you did. You made a sacrifice for the sake of the Republic.
And for you, Theron,
Satil said, coming toward him and placing a hand on his arm.
I knew Nagani Zhou would raise you well. You were better off with him than me.
Theron didn't shrug her hand away, though he stiffened uncomfortably at her touch. Sensing this, she pulled back, though her serene expression never changed.
When I see what you've become, she continued, I know I made the right decision. Nagani Zhou would be proud of you, Theron. I'm proud of you.
I don't need your approval, Theron said, though he was careful to keep any venom from coloring his words.
Of course not, she said,
turning away and walking back to the center of the room before turning to face him again.
But you have it anyway.
Was there anything else you wanted to say? Theron asked. Master Nosteral and I are leaving tomorrow morning.
I know you've been working with Jace Malcolm.
You mean my father?
I suppose it was inevitable that he would find out, she said. Perhaps I should have told him sooner.
That's between you and him, Theron insisted. I'm happy with my life. I'm comfortable with who I am. None of this matters to me.
But it matters to Jace, she said. You may not hold any bitterness in your heart toward me, but I fear he does.
I can see how that might be a problem, Theron said. For the Republic, I mean.